Hello.
Oh, hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I changed the bank, so I got to update that with you guys. But
no wonder.
I think, And I was going to see if I can have a meeting with you guys about, you know, how everything's going so far and see what we can do.
Of course. Now, I'm in billing, so if you like, I can help you update the payment method, and then I could have someone from customer support call you later today, and they can go over a complete status update on your account and apply any updates if there's any necessary.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk to them first because I've had some issues, and then I'm not sure if I want to continue with you guys. So.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because in the event that you don't want to continue, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. How come you're considering canceling? Is it just because of the results? It wasn't up to your expectations, or?
I've just had other companies call. Give me different results.
So you might have received some of those scam calls. There's 2 companies that Local Splash is having legal issues with. They're calling our clients and they're saying your Google listing is not up to date, or you know, your website is copy and paste, or you know, you're not ranking when they really are, and they're just saying things to people in efforts to scare them in order to get them to sign up with them. The reason those are scam companies is for the people that did kind of go on with another company, those companies never contact us to get access to the Google page. And they can't do anything with the Google page if they don't have access to it. And they can't create a new page because that's a duplicate and that would hurt your rankings and throw a red flag with Google. So the people that do that, they're kind of just throwing the money down the toilet because that new company, even though they promised them the moon and the stars, they're a scam company and they're not doing anything for them, right? So the good news about your performance is that in the short time that you've been with us, your company already has been found on the first page of Google 165 times, and you've had 74 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting some solid work out of it, and you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, perfect. Now, one option that I can give you, Eric, if you are set on canceling or even if you want to continue but you're looking for a lower rate, $100 of your subscription goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove those Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199. And if your intention is just to cancel, obviously you wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads, right? So either way,
yeah.
I would, you know, take those off. But, you know, the Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning because they get up and running very quickly. And let me look at the... You've already had 82 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, so it looks like they're working very well. But the reason why it probably wouldn't impact you that much to remove them now is that now that you're ranking on Google, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that means there's only 13% that would go to those other sources, including Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I put a note in here last month, too. I think I talked to you about that last month, about possibly removing the Facebook. And at that time, you said you wanted to keep it. But the nice thing about the Facebook ads is you can start and stop them anytime. So if you remove them and continue through the month, and at some point you said, gosh, I wish I didn't, you could always call back and put them back on if you wanted to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I just give you guys a call back here?
Yeah, had you been on the dashboard since we spoke at all, or no?
Somewhat. I think I have the
somewhat.
Option. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, because it looks like, yeah, there's quite a lot of activity going on. So, but there was one number that called you numerous times, so I don't know if that was that scam company that was trying to reach you. But other than that,
I think it was one of the clients.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because at one point he put his email in, k.allen0065@icloud.com. So that could be a client that was trying to correspond with you. Okay. All right. Well, at least you're aware of, that. And, there's more calls on the dashboard as well. So you already have the Local Splash app?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, that's the best way to keep tabs on it. And just so that you know, Eric, first page placement on Google, industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So I always tell people that it is the second and third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition, right? So if you went with another company, kind of all of that would unravel and you start all over again, and you have to wait, the 90 days before the performance starts kicking in. And the nice thing here is that you are right at the cusp of where it's going to explode and do some solid things for your business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I give you guys a call back? Because I'm kind of busy right now.
You got it. Yeah, I'll send you another notification that talks about the payment failing, but this one will have my extension on it, which is 777. So that way, you could always call me, when it's a better time, okay?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
Excuse me. You're welcome. have a good weekend.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.